This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, this is the live Sunday edition, and you are listening to us here on Free Talk Live. We've got a special guest with us. His name is Mark Skousen. He is the founder and creator of Freedom Fest. Now, Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented event that goes on in the world. It happens in Vegas. I believe it's going on in July, and we're going to find out more about it. But Mark Skousen has a distinction of being not just the creator of Freedom Fest, but also a big name in the liberty movement for a very long time. He's an economist and has a lot to say. So, Mark, can you hear me now?
I can hear you just fine. How about you?
Excellent. I gotcha. So tell me about Freedom Fest real quick.
Can you hear me now? Well, we've been doing this for about a dozen years, since 2007. And we have a couple thousand people, wealthy investors, concerned citizens, professors, authors, political thinkers, politicians, of all stripes who come to Freedom Fest to network, to debate, to socialize, to celebrate liberty or what's left of liberty. And we've crossed the gambit in terms of people. We've had Paul Krugman come, yep, as well as Donald J. Trump himself. So we've had a lot of really interesting characters at Freedom Fest, and we will again this year.
Those are my two best Freedom Fest stories. So on one hand, my favorite event in the several times that I've been to Freedom Fest, I haven't been every year, but I've been several times, was to see Steve Moore of, I think he's from FreedomWorks now, but I think at the time he was working with Heritage Foundation. I could be wrong. You might be able to correct me.
Yeah, no, he's back at Heritage now, and as a matter of fact, President Trump just asked for him to appointed him. He has to go through the process to a member of the Federal Reserve to take on Powell and the Federal Reserve and their penchant for raising rates. And so that's going to be a real interesting discussion. But, yes, Steve Moore is now with the Heritage Foundation, but will soon be working for the Federal Reserve.
One of the greatest living economists right now, Steve Moore, is an incredibly hard worker, brilliant man. I got to see him debate Paul Krugman on the stage. Now, I thought that Krugman's willingness to come to this event was just showed incredible bravery. How did you manage to get Paul Krugman to come to Freedom Fest?
Well, as a matter of fact, I massaged our relationship for 8 years before he finally agreed, and even then I had to pay a full price for his honorarium. But I was still very pleased that he was willing to come, and I was also pleased with the audience that treated him with respect. They didn't do a lot of catcalls and throw things and tomatoes and stuff like that. I thought he was very well received. And they had some really good debating topics. I was the moderator of that debate.
Yep.
And it was a real highlight in 2015. That's the same year that Donald Trump showed up, Glenn Beck, Senator Marco Rubio, Mike Lee. It was Peter Thiel, the billionaire, John Mackey, Steve Forbes. I mean, that was really quite a highlight. We had over 2,500 people that show. And I think we'll hit a record to 2,500 or more this year with our Wild West theme.
So what is this Wild West theme? Tell me about it.
Well, you know, for a long time, I think the West has represented the American ethos. You know, go West, young man, and is the, you know, what Horace Greeley said, because the West represented freedom. It represented independence. It represented laissez-faire, limited government. So we thought, I've been trying to, you know, every year we have a theme. One year our theme was, are we Rome? Another theme was, are we headed for another French Revolution? We've had lots of different themes. The American Dream was a theme a few years ago. So this year I thought, why not do the Wild West? And So we're going to do a lot of Wild West type of themes, and our big libertarian duel in the sun, if you will, that will take place on Thursday, July 18th at the Paris Resort in Las Vegas, will be our big debate between John Mackey, the CEO of Whole Foods Markets, and Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank fame.
Oh, really?
And their debate will be, what is the purpose of business? And, of course, Mackey has argued for some time his conscious capitalism model that business has a higher purpose than just making money. It's the true, the beautiful, the heroic, the good. While Kevin O'Leary is kind of a Randian, Ayn Rand, it's all about the money. It's only about the money, and if you want a friend, buy a dog, is what he said. So it's going to be conscious capitalism versus obscene greed, if you will. And I think it'll be a really fun debate. And, you know, one thing that's really cool about Freedom Fest that's
Well, before you go on about Freedom Fest, I want to comment on the debate between Peter Thiel and John Mackey back, I think it was 2015, about, I think it was the market makers versus monopolies or something like that. I, as much as of a fan as I am of Peter Thiel, and I am a big fan of the work that he has done, I felt like Mackey took that one. And Mackey has a heck of a presence on a stage. What's he doing these days now that he's not doing Whole Foods anymore?
Well, I teach at Chapman University, and I'm teaching a course called Libertarian CEO. So I've been in contact with John, who's a longtime friend and co-ambassador to Freedom Fest. He's there all 3 days. And he's still the CEO of Whole Foods. Whole Foods is now owned by Amazon.
I
and
see.
He thinks Jeff Bezos is a genius and has done a lot of things to improve Whole Foods, to make it more profitable. So we think it's beneficial. But that's a good question to ask Mackey when he comes to Freedom Fest. And like I was saying,
when can I get an interview with him, Mark? That's the problem. I've chased that guy down for years and years, and he's really hard to nail down. What I need is a really powerful guy by the last name of Skousen to talk to him for me, and then I could get an interview.
I think that'll be possible. I mean, you certainly.
I'm going then.
You could feed the questions to me, and I could ask them on the stage because I'm going to be the moderator of that debate between Kevin O'Leary and John Mackey. So even if he doesn't want to, you know, he is a little bit of elusive. He's afraid to make public comments.
He's been lambasted more than once, and I can understand why he would be afraid of live radio. The problem is that, you know, I'm only going to give him a softball interview because I agree with just about everything he says. He encapsulates, for me, really what I believe surrounding, you know, the ideas of helping your neighbor and making a profit all at the same time. I love the guy. I think he's awesome, but he's hard to get as an interview. You don't need my problems, Mark.
Media. He's always critical of the media. He's very gun shy. He's afraid that he's going to, you know, he came close to being fired as the CEO because of all the shenanigans with the Wall Street Journal articles and with him saying things that didn't go over well for whatever reason. So for that reason, he's kind of clammed up.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Leary will tell you anything. So
I'll take him. So. I mean, for people that have never been to Freedom Fest, I think that for me, you walk in and you see this gigantic vendor area, and it's just so many people selling the kind of things, investments, gold and silver, books and, you know, organizations that are liberty-minded. I think it's amazing how you guys manage to put this together on a regular basis, and the question that always comes up for me is it seems like there's a lot of wealthy people at Freedom Fest. How do you get them there, Mark?
That's really been my bailiwick. I started an investment newsletter back in 1980, Forecasts and Strategies. I'm still going strong after 39 years. And so we have a financial element. We have a 3-day financial freedom conference there. So a lot of wealthy investors come there. We have financial services and products that are sold in the exhibit hall, private placements, investments that people can make. We have people coming all the time that are networking and doing deals in that respect. But they're also concerned citizens. They're not just about making money. They're also interested in the direction our country's going, and so
they sure are. Mark, could you hold over the commercial break here and come back for another segment?
I can do.
Thank you, sir. Free Talk Live, our number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live.
bring up anything that you want here. Take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Although, if you're calling in now, you should have a question for our special guest, Mark Skousen from the Freedom Fest. And, yes, all of a sudden new voices are appearing on the show. That's because Mark forgot to introduce the hosts of the program in the last segment. With you here tonight, it's me, Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
All right. And, Mark, I think you did a great job interviewing Mark Skousen, who has graciously held on the line. He's the founder...
I'm a fanboy, honestly.
He's the founder of Freedom Fest, and you've been to four or five?
Four or five. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Did you go last year?
I didn't go last year. Okay. No, I think I went the year before. I usually stay at like the cheap hotels down around the corner. They have.
I thought all the hotels were supposed to be cheap in Vegas.
Well,
no?
they
the motels.
Nice
on the
digs.
Outskirts.
Nice digs where they have Freedom Fest.
Gotcha.
Mark, what are hotel rooms going for this year?
Well, you know, they have added, there's no longer free parking, they've added the resort fee, and we've had, you'd be happy to know that we've negotiated those way down for our attendees at the Paris Resort in Las Vegas. The dates are July 14th, or I'm sorry, 17th through the 20th. And we have a block rate like 129 at Paris, and you can go next door to Bally's for 89.
That's pretty good.
So that seems cheap.
Really,
yeah.
Good rate.
I mean, I've never looked at prices in Vegas. I've never been.
Well, I was going to the cheap place where the strippers live, and it was like $50 a night. So at $80 a night, and you can walk around the corner. Don't forget, I got robbed on the way one time.
That's true, you did.
I was in the bad section. I really should have just gone ahead and paid for it.
Yeah, you did pay for it later on.
I did.
By losing your glasses.
If I'd only listened to Mark.
That's funny, because one reason we decided to do Freedom Fest, and it is an intellectual feat, in the entertainment capital of the world, and we really try to bring highbrow kind of authors, speakers, professors, and we get a lot of really interesting people. And because Las Vegas now has five-star hotels, five-star restaurants, great entertainment, it's a place that everybody can go to, and it's not the old seedy Las Vegas it used to be.
No.
Although you can go and get that stuff if you want.
It's not too far. It's a short bus ride away, I can assure you. You can get there.
Yeah, true enough.
Do you do anything to attract the casual Vegas visitors to Freedom Fest?
You know, it's amazing. We double our attendance in the last month. It's just amazing. People come from all over the country, and they drive there, they bike there, they fly there. We've looked at other cities, and nothing is cheaper and offers the quality of hotels and entertainment like Las Vegas. So we're planning to stay there unless they have some problems there. You know, there's always concerns about crime and other things there. But so far we've had a really good program there, and people love it.
I challenge anyone to find a large city that doesn't have crime in it. You're just not going to find that. And the awesome thing about Vegas and Freedom Fest is Freedom Fest sort of ends at about 6 p.m. They've got dinners and cocktail hours and things like that you can go to and rub shoulders with the rich investor folks. Or you can go out with your wife and catch a show. They've got a nice rate for spouses for this event. So it's not inexpensive by any stretch of the imagination, but if you go to freedomfest.com/FTL, that's freedomfest.com/FTL, you can try out Freedom Fest. They've got five of the most popular videos from, I believe, last year, including Judge Napolitano there, the speeches, and you can go ahead and hear the speeches from last year, and this is an extreme value, so you'll know what you're getting. freedomfest.com/FTL. Ian, you've got a call?
Mark, yeah, we do have a call for Mark Skousen on the line here. It's Ron, who's calling from Missouri, listening to KWTO. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello. Can you hear my talking?
We hear you fine.
Got you, Ron.
Mark should be able to hear you, too. Mark Skousen, you can hear him, correct?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, Ron.
Is any event similar to Freedom Fest occurring at some place near Springfield in Missouri? And what is the best internet website for me to get knowledge and understanding that is presented at Freedom Fest? I heard you say a website, but you talk very fast. Can you say it more slowly? Thank you.
Freedomfest.com/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live.
Right, and I would
very fast.
Freedomfest.com.
We'll give it to you off the air. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, there are other organizations. We have trademarked Freedom Fest, but there are other one-day events that try to imitate us, and we've always had an issue there. But we're in Las Vegas. We're not anywhere else. It's July 17th through the 20th. And if they sign up before the end of this month, they get $200 off the retail price. So it's really
That's a big savings.
Yeah.
Freedomfest.com. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. FTL for Free Talk Live. Freedomfest.com/FTL.
Yeah, I'm having the board up. Give it to Ron there, who'd called in. But he did ask about other, you know, festivals that happen. I've never heard of one happening in Missouri. I know G. Edward Griffin put one together out in, like, Bozeman, Montana.
Yeah, but it's going to be this year. It's going to be in Connecticut, I think.
Oh, they're moving that one
around? Yeah, that one moves around. And nothing compares as far as the size to Freedom Fest.
How many people attend Freedom Fest, Mark Scott?
Yeah, we have between 2,000 and 2,500, and our Wild West theme is really getting a lot of attention. And, by the way, in the evening, we are going to do a square dance, so it is going to be a... and we do have the film festival. The Anthem Film Festival is very popular there. But, yeah, we're going to have over 2,000 people.
That's a huge conference for libertarians.
I hope someone is vending boots and hats.
For investments, for philosophy, history, seeing like-minded individuals, all the usual suspects. And we are working to have some top political people there as well. So we got Penn Jillette coming from
That's
Penn and Teller.
So, has he been previously?
He has been as an attendee. He's attended some of the debates that we've had when Christopher Hitchens debated Dinesh D'Souza. Mm. He was there, and he's been there to visit with others. But this is the first time he's coming and speaking and doing a chance to meet with people, meet and greet, and get his autograph and photograph and that sort of thing.
My favorite is to see Grover Norquist, probably the most effective libertarian activist on the planet, frankly, just walking around. You can always just grab him for an interview, and he loves to talk about his wife and daughters. And Candace Owens, who's a big deal these days.
Didn't she get banned from Twitter?
Yeah, something like that. She got some kind of trouble. She's going to be speaking.
That's the only thing I know about her. She's like a conservative black lady who... changed out some sort of racist statement and changed it to...
Another racist statement showed that it was racist.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
They banned her because it was attacking the wrong group or whatever.
Go ahead, Mark.
So we are having a lot of major speakers that are coming for either the first time or they've come... Grover Norquist is a big fan of Freedom Fest and comes every year.
Yep. It's a great event. If you want to go see it, just get a taste of what Freedom Fest is like. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL as in Free Talk Live, and you can get the five most popular speeches from last year and see whether you want to go this year.
Mark,
it is a great event, and if you sign up by the end of the month, you get a huge savings.
Hey, Mark, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live with us here tonight. Definitely appreciate it.
Go west, young man, to Freedom Fest.
That's Mark Skousen, the founder of Freedom Fest. We'll continue here with more of our live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live in moments.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery. And truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A four-page letter has been sent by Attorney General William Barr to Congress summarizing the Mueller report, saying that no evidence was found that the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 presidential election. The president spoke in Florida.
It was a complete and total exoneration. It's a shame that our country had to go through this. To be honest, it's a shame that your president has had to go through this before I even got elected.
House Judiciary Gerald Nadler of New York tweets, in light of the very concerning discrepancies and final decision-making at the Justice Department following the special counsel report where Mueller did not exonerate the president, we will be calling Attorney General Barr in to testify before House Judiciary in the near future. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We invite you right here to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, I want you to join us online over at freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features, including our Discord server, where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock, before, during, and after the show. You'll find people there over on our Discord server. It's a free app, by the way, and the app is actually pretty slick. You can go to discord.lrn.fm, and that'll you can try it out on like a web version of the app, but I recommend downloading the app. Create an account there and jump on in and chat with some of the other listeners and sometimes callers and sometimes the hosts. I'm in there pretty much all day and all night. So go to discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio here tonight. We do have stuff in the news worthy of discussion. Mark, there was a story that you wanted to share. I think it was last night, and we didn't. I don't think we got a chance to get to it.
No.
About the poor, some of the poorest people in the world becoming richer at a clip faster than some others. Is that right? I have not read this.
From the Foundation for Economic Education. It's a good article to follow up Mark Skousen's interview with.
Okay, great.
Yeah. The world's poorest people are getting richer faster than anyone else. In 1820, 94% of the world's population lived in extreme poverty. Let me repeat that for
94,
you.
94? What?
Right. In 1820.
Oh, 1820. Okay.
94% of the world's population lived in extreme poverty. In 1990, That's the year, basically the year I graduated high school, 34.8%. So 35% of the world lived in extreme poverty. Now, at, well, 2015, it's not now, so it's actually less than that. In 2015, 9.6, so less than 10%. It went from 94% in 1820 to 35% in 1990
Damn.
To 10% in 2015.
So basically poverty is being eradicated.
Poverty is being eradicated while you hear about the economic disparity, economic inequality, because you know why? While your life gets better, it's important to look at other people and how much better their life is getting.
Or worse.
This is one of the things that Foundation for Economic Education does, is there's a lot of crap out there on the internet that will tell you, you know, they'll use statistics to lie to you. They'll make it seem like you somehow your life sucks because somebody else's life is better. You know, because some rich movie star has a Learjet. There's a disparity and there's some kind of problem. Well, I don't care how well somebody else is doing. I care how well I'm doing.
Are you doing better today than you were 20 years ago? 10 years ago?
Right. And the answer for most Americans is yes. Some it's
I'll
not.
Answer yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are people that are moving out of all kinds of economic strata all the time. Rich people become poor in America. It happens. They make poor choices and these things happen. Basically, lottery winners, yeah, they don't keep their money generally.
They don't know how to handle money.
It's a wealth consciousness issue.
Mm-hmm. That's an issue. So, going here, while it's valuable to acknowledge that the problem remains, it's important to reflect on just how far we've come. The speed of poverty alleviation in the last 25 years has been historically unprecedented. Not only is the proportion of people in poverty at a record low, but in spite of adding 2 billion people to the planet's population, the overall number of people living in extreme poverty has fallen too. As Johan Nordberg writes in his book Progress, if you had to choose a society to live in but did not know what your social or economic position would be, you would probably choose a society with the lowest proportion, not the lowest numbers, of poor, because that's a best judgment of the life of an average citizen. Well, at 1820, 94% of the world's population lived in extreme poverty. Mm. And that's less than $1.90 per day, adjusted for purchasing power. So basically, living on less than $2 a day.
Wait. Living on what is today less than $2 yes. a day, but back then would have been
right.
a few pennies or something.
Right. I mean, if you consider in America, these numbers were not far from the truth. Is the average American back then was more than 50% of the American population. I don't have the number sitting here right here in front of me, but in 1820, more than 50% of Americans were living in extreme poverty. That was the norm.
Well, can't we bring that number down to zero by taxing billionaires?
No.
Forced wealth redistribution.
I mean, all you're going to do...
Wait, that's not the reason why the world is better off? It's not because of welfare is why people are better off today? Because I bet some people would like to believe that.
Well, you're not getting the welfare to the extreme poor. I mean, the people that advocate for welfare aren't talking about getting it to the extreme poor. They're talking about getting it to obese people with cell phones in America.
Mm. For the American welfare system, yeah.
Yeah.
But there are those that advocate for, you know, sending aid overseas.
Sure.
To the impoverished.
To despots in that run foreign countries who would never give it to poor people.
Well, yes, but I don't think the people advocating for that understand that completely. Either.
Probably not.
Yeah, they probably don't. But they can, once they're told, I mean, all you have to do is say, duh, the banana, the general running the banana republic where you intend to send this money is just going to take it and live better
right.
rather than the poor person getting it. Come
and
on.
And give it to his army so he can continue to defend his empire.
Right.
Correct.
And subjugate people. That's
Nicolas
what it's all
Maduro,
about.
Anyone?
Yeah.
Venezuela?
That's how these things go. In the last quarter century, more than 1.25 billion people escaped extreme poverty.
That in the last quarter century, so yeah. You know, a couple decades.
Right. It's very fast. That equates to over 138,000 people being lifted out of poverty every day. If it takes you 5 minutes to read this article, it'll take us more than that, because we don't read articles very quickly.
We talk about them.
Yeah, another 500 people will have escaped the shackles of extreme poverty by the time you finish.
Hmm.
Progress is awesome. In 1820, only 60 million people didn't live in extreme poverty. Today, it's 6.6 billion that don't.
Wow.
Now, let's consider those people who are still trapped in extreme poverty. And those are the ones you probably should focus on. There's no doubt about it. But remember...
Let me guess. They live in some of the most despotic regimes on the planet.
Well, I'm sure that's true. Let's see.
Venezuela, North Korea.
North Dakota, too.
slightly more than 380 million reside in Africa, with Nigeria being home to the largest. That's 86 million.
Now, interestingly, I was just, as sort of a cross-reference here, I was looking at some numbers. It was actually Uphold.com, which is a website that lets cryptocurrency users easily kind of cash in and out of cryptocurrency.
Sure.
And they did an analysis of some numbers over the last few years that were provided by localbitcoins.com, which is a site that allows individuals to sell and purchase Bitcoin either in person or, you know, through a bank account and, you know, or, you know, money orders. There's different ways to do it. But the neat thing about Local Bitcoins is they do business in pretty much every country in the world that they can possibly do business in. And so they have some interesting, you know, statistics as far as, well, which countries in the world are the biggest per capita Bitcoin purchasers? And interestingly, it was Nigeria that was one of those countries. And so it was like Venezuela, Nigeria, I think Kenya. Nigeria and Kenya were the two hottest spots in Africa. Venezuela and next-door neighbor Colombia were also very, very hot in South America.
Lots of poor people living in those locations.
Right.
India and Nigeria is home to over 40% of the world's extremely poor.
Wow.
When it comes to the cryptocurrencies, one thing that always confuses me and confounds me a little bit is who's taking Venezuelan currency in exchange for crypto. Like, as high as the inflation rate is going, why would you sell off crypto to take Venezuelan currency that won't be worth anything within a few hours of when you make that trade?
That's an excellent question.
You probably needed to do business.
In Venezuela?
Yeah.
Like, it's businessmen, you think? Is that what?
I'm guessing. If you're going to buy the things that you're going to sell, you need cash to buy those things today.
Yeah.
Now, at some point, that will change
relatively
soon, I'm presuming.
But the Venezuelans then buying the crypto are trading their Venezuelan dollars for the crypto, and then what, the businessman then just goes quickly to an exchange to get something of value for the Venezuela?
Good question. Like, they must have some way that they can dump.
At the end of that?
Yeah, they must have some way they can dump off those bolivar, because you don't want to hold on to that crap.
No.
You would think not, but if they're selling crypto, someone's holding it. It has to go somewhere.
It has to go into somebody's hands at some point. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what exchange they use. If so, then they would be able to put it on an exchange and repurchase the cryptocurrency. How quick or easy of a process that is, I don't know. But regardless, the numbers are what they are.
I understand.
Whether they're buying them with dollars or with bolivar, it's people in Venezuela that are doing a lot of purchasing of per capita, as I understand it, cryptocurrencies. So we can continue here with your thoughts. Welcome on the poor people, not so poor anymore. Around the world, it's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Oh.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. If you want, you can bring up anything you want. That happens to be on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. By the way, Bitcoin.com, since we're talking about Bitcoin, they happen to be a sponsor, longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. It's a great site to visit to get all kinds of information about Bitcoin, not just starting. You know, maybe you're just getting started in Bitcoin. You can take their Bitcoin Academy. It's free. Go to Bitcoin.com to do that. They can also help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and show you where you can spend Bitcoin. Plus, you can read the latest news over on their news site at news.bitcoin.com. And they have a Bitcoin forum that allows you to engage with the community. Go to Bitcoin.com to learn more. Again, that's Bitcoin.com. We're talking about poor people in the world becoming harder to find. Now, we're talking about, the term was what, extreme poverty?
Yeah, extreme poverty, people living on less than $2 a day. That's, you know, that's pretty poor.
So there's still relative poverty. I mean, they're still poor compared to rich, but the poor of today are much less so than 150 years ago, or 50,
and
or 100
better
years.
Off yeah. than that time frame.
In the United States, the poverty is based on sort of a mean. Now, what that means is that, you know, there's a wage that's half the people make more than that.
That's the median, not the mean.
All right, whatever. The median.
I don't know how many times we've got to go through this.
Statistical averages are hardy. There's three of them at least.
And, you know, that means the poverty rate's based on that. Well, it shouldn't be. It should be based on, can you live on this rate? Or what really mm-hmm. define? They need a better definition of poverty than what somebody else makes.
A living wage.
I don't know what that means. And, you know, it's very difficult to know. And when you ask people, you know, basically they just want to make more money than they currently make and mm-hmm. work less. And it's poverty in the United States is a joke compared to what real poverty looks like. There are very few
poverty in Nigeria.
Very few people in the United States living in shacks with dirt floors, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
With no running water or sanitation or anything like
right.
that.
That's what poverty looks like, people. Yeah. Are you going?
Would that be extreme poverty?
Yeah. Are you going to a well with a container to get some water every day? Yeah. If you're
someone
not,
would say, you have a well, I got to walk all the way down to the river.
That's right. Well, some people do. Some people choose to live this way. They want to see what it's like to rough it for a while. At my house, we homesteaded for about 10 years. We grew our own pigs. We had a big garden. We heated with wood. I still heat with wood. And did a bunch of things. And that was to see what this was like. And I can tell you, it's hard to live that way, but it takes a lot of preparation. You got to split all your wood ahead of time. You can't do that. You can't just wait. So anyway, going on here, most of the people who are 40% of these people reside in India and Nigeria, according to this. The poorest, a similar trend in Nigeria can be seen since the millennium.
Trend being people coming out of poverty.
Right. Domestic income per capita has increased by over 800%.
Wow. In 25 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
From
that's huge.
$270. Well, it's huge as a percentage, but if you're talking about extreme poverty being $2 a day, that's still
$20. Yeah. from $270 to over $2,450. There is much work that can be done, but this level of progress shows that even the poorest countries, the speed of economic growth is encouraging. In order to help the poorest, consider the impact of free market capitalism and what it's had on the last 200 years in alleviating extreme poverty. The Industrial Revolution turned the once impoverished Western countries into abundant societies. The new age of globalization, which started around 1980, saw the developing world enter the global economy and resulted in the largest escape from poverty ever recorded.
Mm.
This is something that the late Father Warshawski, who they mentioned earlier, would have been eager to celebrate. And I'm with the Foundation for Economic Education on this. You know, socialism, which seems to be the opposite of capitalism, as so I'm told, I don't really know, but basically statism doesn't have a solution for poverty.
No.
It doesn't.
Tax the rich.
That's all it's got. And then what do they do with the taxes? They keep it for themselves. They don't ever, it never trickles down. All they do,
people to get checks.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they don't end up any moving up the economic ladder.
No, that's true.
They're trapped in poverty for the rest of their lives.
Well,
it's just enough to be trapped.
Even with the minimum wage increase, one of the results they had in Seattle where people just worked less hours and enjoyed more of their leisure time, but had the same income, just with higher hourly pay.
Well, they also weren't asked to come on longer either. They didn't want to be paid. They weren't getting paid overtime because
right.
of these things. So some people who wanted more hours couldn't get it.
Right.
So, So maybe some of them were enjoying their leisure time. Some of them weren't. You know, they just had leisure time because they couldn't go to work. Others lost jobs because places shut down.
Sure.
And, you know, when you raise the minimum wage in a city, then what you'll find is that certain services run to the outskirts of the city, so they don't have to pay the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. When some of the people living on the outskirts run into the city to get the higher rate.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
If they can find
a job.
Sure. And then they go into competition for other people.
Because usually jobs get cut once the minimum wage increases.
Right.
So
I mean, and if you tax the rich heavily enough in the United States, you will find that they move elsewhere.
Right.
Just like they have in New York.
They can afford to.
Yeah. And now, we did read an article not too long ago that the rich were moving into California.
How bizarre was that?
Yeah, so strange that's occurring. But I guess it's just because that's the lifestyle they want to have. I can't tell you entirely. If they got enough money for it, then they're up to it. But at some point or another, if you tax them heavily enough, the rich will just go ahead, turn tail, and go someplace else.
Let's go to the phones here. I don't know if you got more of the story, Mark.
No, that's it.
Okay. John is in Texas watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, John.
Hello. Hey, I wanted to ask about colonialism and how that all plays a role in what you're talking about.
Can we define colonialism? Can somebody define that for me?
Yeah, I would like to hear some people's opinions, and then I'll give my own. Or I could give my own definition, and then y'all.
Yeah, go ahead with your definition. I mean, just not intimately familiar with the term.
Colonialism, that's
like the
where,
British Empire taking over India?
That's where any other empire goes into another people's land and take over the indigenous and what's it called, either wipe out the indigenous or just take advantage of the resources and make the indigenous people work for the colonial the system. You know, the colonialists are the ones who, you know, made America.
And so the American colonies would be a classic example of colonialism. Okay.
Yeah, or the phrase, the sun never sets on the British Empire.
And yeah, so how is the question related to the topic in hand, which is to say poor people being pulled out of poverty by the marketplace and free markets?
I'm saying that you're speaking about this colonial system being a way out, and I'm saying that...
No, I don't think we talked about a colonial system being the way out. I think, Mark, what you said was
the whole
freedom.
Fact that you're relying on money and this way of transfer of money, like, literally that's what's making a unbalance of equivalent exchanges, the way we exchange money for work, it's very unequal. And that's due to, you know, the way we go about money and this whole bit system thing. I don't think that's going to make things more equal. It's just making people with technology who are...
Well, I don't care about things being equal. Equality doesn't matter to me at all. Poverty matters to me. Mm-hmm. A bunch of poor people who are free to be poor, sitting around and trading chickens for rocks or whatever, you know, if they want to stay that way, they're welcome to do it. The problem is that in order to keep a system of barter, which is really your only option besides a money system, the only way to keep a system of barter is to force your neighbor not to be able to trade for money. And when somebody uses force, I don't care whether they came from Britain, the United States, or Nigeria, that person, if they initiate force, is wrong. So how would you propose to have, to you know, like, I'll tell you, I'm not for imperialism, I'm against it. But we didn't have this sort of conscious capitalism that is popular today going on 200 years ago, so we can only look at what happened in history. We can compare places that didn't get colonialized versus places that did, and in many cases...
Under oppression, though, by colonialism, because of the fact that the whole world is colonialized.
Right. Well, there's places that you could look at, outposts. You could look at outposts that weren't colonialized.
Which places are you talking about?
Madagascar didn't have a lot of colonialization going on. There's plenty of islands around in the Pacific that didn't happen in. There's places in Southeast Asia that it didn't occur in. You can look at Inuits going on in North America.
You're saying there is colonialism had no effect on Madagascar?
No, I didn't say no effect. I'm talking about less of an effect.
Oh, less of effect. Okay.
Right. Well, you can look at greater and lesser.
Now that we're talking about effects and colonialism, like the whole fact, what do you do when two people are living on the land and one person decides to pollute the river, and when you're living downstream from the river?
Stand by, John.
That's a different question.
I'm not sure what colonialism has to do. I must have missed the link between colonialism and pulling people out of poverty. I thought we were saying that it was the free market.
He's equating it with capital.
More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.